welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Underground Books is known as the literary hub of Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood and is one of the few African-American bookstores in the country. But this year comes with a huge loss. Its founder and longtime manager, Georgia West, affectionately known as Mother Rose, passed away last month at the age of 75. A second-generation Sacramentan, she's also the mother of former NBA star Kevin Johnson, who went on to become the city's first Black mayor. A celebration of life is planned at St. Paul Church in Oak Park on Thursday, January 23rd. Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, which runs Underground Books. She joins us along with Cap Radio Communities reporter Keyshawn Davis to reflect on the contributions of Georgia West as well as her enduring legacy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Cassandra, I want to start with you because you and Georgia West, I mean, you go way back. When did you first meet?
Oh, I would say it was over 30 years ago in the Oak Park community, which is in the heart and soul of what she does and she loves. And it was really about making sure that Oak Park really reached a height of excellence that she remembered and that she wanted and that she made sure that happened right there in Oak Park.
Yeah. I mean, not only was she born and raised in Sacramento, but as you mentioned, she has specifically very deep roots in Oak Park, a graduate of Sac High, which is now part of St. Hope. Her sons would graduate there, too, of course. What do you want people to know about how formative Oak Park was to Georgia West's identity?
Well, you know, when I think about Mother Rose, and she was just a passion, very passionate for people. She was very proudful of Oak Park and protective. So don't come into her community trying to mess it up because she wasn't going to have it. And then particularly about the excellence. So the Underground Books was just... She was the life of it. She was the heart of it. And it was a gathering place that everybody just loved to interact with her. And she made them feel very, very welcome.
And Underground Books isn't just another bookstore. I mean, we've had conversations on Insight about Oak Park's only library closing back in the 1970s. That's something that Georgia West, Mother Rose, lived through and experienced. Why is Underground Books so special to Oak Park and also just the city of Sacramento?
Right, because one, Oak Park doesn't have a library. And so the Underground Books became the literary hub. Honestly, people were there coming just to feel the books, just to live through the books. It was also very important for the young people as well as us mature people and families, and then people across the region and visitors, because it brought out authors and books that reflected more of the Black and brown community that is also a part of our community, and everybody came to experience it. And that was very important in the founding of St. Hope and the 40 Acres complex that exists now.
Yeah, remind us what the 40 Acres complex, what it is meant to accomplish, and which is also wrapped into St. Hope, and Underground Books is part of St. Hope as well.
Right, and having been around a long time, I was there with redevelopment when it was not a good place to go in the 80s and 90s. And it was the goal of the city, redevelopment agency, and certainly Kevin Johnson and the St. Hope to really revitalize that and make it a place where people could identify, that they could gather, that they could experience and then grow into themselves. And so that 40-acre complex has a restaurant, fixins, and a barbershop and a coffee shop and the bookstore and the Guild Theater where you can come and be your best self and then interact with people from all across with different kinds of ideas all across the nation, really, that come there. And then you can grow from that. And I just want to say, particularly the young people, it is very important that children, they can come and read, they can explore and see themselves and say, I can be anything I want to be. And Mother Rose was really high on readers and said, readers are leaders. And we are trying to produce more leaders from Oak Park.
Where did Mother Rose come from, her nickname?
Well, you know, it came from her with being the NBA mother of, and where everybody called her Mother Rose. You could hear her cheering in the NBA games, and you could hear her at the Sac High games up until last year, rooting on people to really be their best selves. And for us, when we think about coming into bookstore, how can you be better greeted by someone that has mother roles, that shines like a rose, and then certainly is very motherly and caring about you, that makes you feel so welcome.
All right, Keyshawn, you're a communities reporter here at CAP Radio. You also are a Sacramentan yourself. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to Oak Park.
So, yeah, I've lived in Sacramento my whole life. And, you know, I have a special connection with Oak Park. Prior to last year, for the 5 years, I was a server at the Fixin's restaurant in Oak Park. So I have, you know, I have those Oak Park ties. Yeah.
And how did you come to know Mother Rose? Because I'm sure when we were actually planning for this conversation, you jumped at the chance to join us and talk about her impact and her contributions.
Yes. So Mother Rose, my experience with her, I met her my first year as a student journalist. I was working on a story about a Hall of Fame wrestler who decided not to attend the Olympics in 1980. There were a lot of people who didn't attend the Olympics. So he was doing a book signing at Underground Books. And, you know, I went and I attended. And the first person I talked to was Mother Rose. And she was really nice. She was very welcoming. She gave me some great quotes, and yeah, ever since then, she found out that I worked at, you know, the restaurant, and I would see her, you know, maybe twice a week.
Yeah, and because not only are, of course, you're here at CAP Radio, but prior to that, you were at the Sacramento Observer, and you're a Sac State graduate. And I think Keyshawn is just one example of the type of connection that Mother Rose had to Oak Park and to those younger generations, as you mentioned, Cassandra. I mean, they're not just, you know, strangers you're walking by. Oak Park is very much a part of her identity, and she made a point to remember people like Keyshawn and to encourage them.
Absolutely. I mean, her encouragement goes through the young people with Let's Read Oak Park, where they come in every month to read.
Second Saturdays, I think.
They give them a book and then give their parents a book, too, because just influencing. And then they have interns from Sac High in the bookstore. And then she loves on everybody, and she doesn't forget. And she's intentional about making sure that you are your best self.
Yeah, and you got that, too, Keyshawn, right?
Oh, yeah. Every time I would see her, she would always just be so happy to see me. And when I would have my stories published by the Sacramento Observer, when I would see her, she was like, oh, my gosh, I just saw your I just saw your name on the front cover of the Observer. And she would ask me about the stories. And, you know, I think she really resonated with that, you know, her being such a prominent figure in, you know, education and stories and stuff like that.
Given that you were touched by that, what do you think that means, having a person like that in the community for younger generations? You know, being a mother to really Oak Park, not just to her own children.
Yeah, I felt such, you know, fulfillment that, you know, she was able to resonate and connect with me being a student and a student journalist and, you know, someone she could see trying to work for the better. It really meant a lot to me that she, you know, came up to me and told me that she read my story and she really liked it.
Yeah. I mean, we can take for granted someone believing in you, but doing that on a consistent basis for pretty much her entire life has been really powerful for Sacramento, right, Cassandra?
It has. And it's going to be a loss in our community that the number one encourager when we need it the most, even when we're on high, we need that encouragement. And certainly when you're low, you need that encouragement. It's going to be a void in us. I think our call to action and opportunity is to really embrace what she did and see if we can carry it on in our own way. Because everybody, it is about the village for the whole community. And we all need mothering sometime.
Oh, of course. And she did all of this, especially within the last decade of battling her own health. She passed away at the age of 75 just before Christmas after a long battle with cancer, beat the odds. What stands out to you about that last decade of her life living with this diagnosis, but still being a meaningful part of the community?
And you know, a song comes to mind, and I'm not going to sing it, but it really, she never lost her hope. She never lost her joy, and she kept loving on the community. And so we never knew that she even had an issue on that journey. And she, it was important for her to deal with it. And obviously she did, I'm sure, with her family and her friends. But she never lost a hope in herself or her community. And so what it just reminds me of, let's keep giving, let's keep encouraging, even when people are down, and recognize that we never know where people are in their lives, but we can always be a light in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. Keyshawn, following her passing, it's been a couple weeks. What have you been hearing from the community?
Well, you know, I've interviewed, you know, some people, and, you know, it's a big loss. You know, a lot of people saw her as a mother figure, you know, her being a mother of Oak Park. You know, I would talk to some of my old coworkers at Fixins, and, you know, they were distraught. She meant a lot to, you know, the people at Fixins as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There is going to be a celebration of life, of course, in about 2 weeks on the 23rd of January, which is a Thursday. And it's going to be at the church that she was a member of. What do you want people to know about this? Because it is open to the public, correct?
It is. And we want people to come and celebrate her life. We want them to certainly go through what they need to go through. But we need to keep the memories. We need to come. It's open to everyone. We want to make sure that we celebrate her like she celebrated us in all the different ways while she was here, and lift it up. So it's not over. It's her legacy will live through all of us that will hold her dear. So please come out. Please share. We've gotten a lot of calls and text messages and cards, and let's keep that going, because the healing process will be that we continue to lift her up and carry her legacy.
And we do have a link to the Eventbrite on our Insight page as well, if people want to RSVP and attend. It also says that in lieu of flowers, to make donations to the Mother Rose Fund within St. Hope to keep her legacy alive. What will this fund support?
It will support scholarships. We already have a scholarship in the name of her father. We've already going to start another scholarship in her name as well. And it will support reading and underground books and the furthering of young people and exploration of families and community in Oak Park. So we're grateful for all of those that have donated already. And we really want to say, let's keep her legacy alive through underground books. And St. Hope is definitely committed to doing that, because she is the matriarch of all that we're doing in the Oak Park community and across the region.
Yeah. In the last 30 seconds or so that we have, Cassandra, as you led with, you've known Mother Rose for decades. Underground Books has been around for over 20 years now. What memories are bubbling to the top during this period of reflecting on a really powerful life force?
Her laughter, her encouragement, her will to just make this a great place for everybody, the gathering of people, the joy in books and in authors and in music and reading, and just peace. So during this time when it's peace on earth, Mother Rose reminds me that we can still find peace and be an instrumental in that.
Cassandra and Keyshawn, thank you for joining us and for a wonderful conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, joined by Cap Radio's community reporter Keyshawn Davis, to reflect on the life of Georgia West, the longtime manager of Underground Books in Oak Park and affectionately known as Mother Rose. She passed away last month at the age of 75. A celebration of life is planned at St. Paul Church in Oak Park on Thursday, January 23rd. We have more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day.